Our next item is conditional use number 2026, Christian Omar Hernandez Perez and Terry L. Martin.
Well, Mr. Chairman, this is, again, in my area. This was a more recent application than a couple of the prior ones. I know there's some issues that we discussed, again, at the public hearing or after the public hearing, as well as issues that came up during the public hearing that I think merits some further discussion by this commission, as well as further consideration. Therefore, at this point, I'm not prepared to submit a motion for either approval or denial, but I would like to have my fellow commissioners weigh in on this this particular application. And that being said, I'll start out with some of my points. While the county certainly wants to encourage small business owners and because that's part of the backbone of our county of small business, and the area of Route 9 has largely become of a commercial or semi-commercial area, which is good because we like to keep things in, instead of sprawl throughout the area. I do have concerns about this particular location. The property is a family residential lot. While it may be an acre or so, the layout of it is basically everything is in the front. And even more concern is that there's not any facilities on which or in which auto repairs can be conducted. As recent as this afternoon, I was by the property and there were probably five vehicles that were in some state of being repaired, noted by the hoods being raised and being parked in the back, in the front, inside, a vehicle for sale in the front. And if you look back into the bushes and in the hedgerow, there's a couple of vehicles that appear to be inoperable and are probably being left there to grow some rust. So I think even though the area, some of the adjoining properties or nearby properties are used for commercial type properties, and the fact that across the road of Route 9, or a couple automobile repair shops. I have concerns about granting permission for this operation to continue without any prospect of a use of a building. There was reference during the public hearing that there is a garage on the property, but that garage is currently being leased by somebody else. It was also noted that if and when that lease is ends, the most they could use that for is a single car. And being a residential type garage, it certainly would not be conducive to having a lift put in it. So I'm concerned from safety sake for any employees. I'm concerned from an environmental standpoint in terms of fluids that currently could be leaking. I'm not going to say discharge, but leaking into the ground. I'm concerned that there's not adequate parking for cars that are being repaired, let alone for folks that are coming onto the property and doing business. It's a long way of saying that while I'm supportive of small businesses, it does concern me that the layout of the property. The house is close to the road, which means that there's not much of a front yard. There's a U-shaped driveway that DelDOT might have objections to. They're fond of having one means of entrance and exit. But again, because of my unexpected travels, I'd still like to have some more time to consider that. So I'd like to see if there's other comments on that I could consider when I'm ready to prepare a motion.
Okay, Mr. Burden.
I share Mike's concerns, and I go by the site often, and I see the same thing. And I guess to kind of combat to that is that by doing a conditional use, we can put conditions on it that may guide this gentleman into a business that he's performing, or we'll have the enforcement to stop it if he doesn't. So I guess I'm kind of sitting on the fence, but I'm looking at it as with proper conditions, can we make this property more acceptable to what's being done? And I agree with Mr. Johnson that right now it is not in an acceptable manner. I mean, working outside and changing oil on the ground. I mean, I just see the same problems that we all see. So my thought is to give me some more time as well to think about, you know, if this could be approved with a conditional use, and then can we make the conditions enforceable? That's where I'm juggling things.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry, Mr. Smith.
I'm in agreement with Mr. Johnson. I think the big drawback on this is the fact that there isn't a building now. There may be the prospect of one in the future. And I just think that there are some lease spaces close to that area, i.e. Gravel Hill, where the landlord of those commercial warehouse and repair facilities, I'm pretty sure that they would do the policing and the checking and taking it out of the county and, you know, making sure that there's proper dumpsters and that they're not overloaded, that they're picked up and dumped on the schedule with all the other tenants in those industrial parks. So I get along with Mr. Johnson on this one. Thank you.
Well, I differ a bit in that I think that there's, number one, it's a land use issue. And obviously there's precedent in the immediate area for a shop or an automobile repair, as you stated, Mike. And that's on the record. There's also a demand for the business, obviously, because even in violation, this beginning business, if you will, is doing quite well. I mean, they've got obviously a pretty solid customer base, and it, by all accounts, it, when I go by there, it looks like it's growing, it's not shrinking. So they must be doing something right. They've got a customer base, and people are obviously coming back. There's a cultural divide between the Hispanic applicants and us. I guess the county in that, not only in a language divide, there's a bridge to be, something to be bridged there, but in their experience of culture and experience with bureaucracies and government from whence they came to our, what we have expectations of. And so they just don't know what we expect of a business such as this. So I view this as an opportunity rather than a judgment. I view this as an opportunity to fill a need in the county for the Hispanic population and wanting to have people that speak their language to work on their cars. I think it's an opportunity to help people assimilate to our expectations and code and requirements. And it's also an opportunity to help those that have the entrepreneurism and adventurism to try this, to try to make it work as an entrepreneur and self-employment, which is not easy. I've been gainfully unemployed all my life, and it's not always been an easy task. So I tend to agree with Mr. Burton. I think if we put the proper conditions on it, if maybe we go the extra mile and reach out to our county economic development office and ask them to visit and work with them so they know what business licenses are required, so they know what our expectations are given the permission that we hopefully will grant them, in my opinion. Hopefully we'll grant them in granting the conditional use, and hopefully the council agrees that we can turn something that is somewhat of a mishappening now, maybe not perfect in our eyes, certainly, but turn it into something that's good for the community and good for them as well. So I'm hopeful that we can work with the applicants and put the proper conditions and make this work.
All right. Mr. Robertson, how far really can the commission go in placing conditions? Can we require buildings, for instance? The thing that disturbs me most is that we are being asked to essentially grant a conditional use for Shade Tree Mechanic. And I don't have anything against shade trees, and I certainly don't have anything against mechanics, but the fact is everything is occurring outside. It doesn't seem to be much order to it. And everyone, I think, would be better served if these activities could be more organized inside a structure. Do we have the ability to require to condition for a structure?
I think you certainly do with the conditional use. There's, you know, I'm sure at some point there's a limitation on the conditions you could put, but, you know, yeah, there's no reason why you couldn't require the use to occur inside a structure if that's what you chose to do. The difference in this one is, you know, usually we get an application where they're showing the structure they're going to put the things inside of, and we often would condition it on, you know, that we get a site plan as a structure and we say all the repairs need to be done inside of a structure, you know, and so, but they're sort of front loading it with the structure they're going to do. We don't have that here, but I don't see why we couldn't say it's got to be inside of a structure, and that certainly the site plan would have to show that structure they're going to use.
Well, I think, and I think that's, I don't want to speak for Mr. Johnson, but I suspect that's certainly a major concern of his, and I don't know if that notion had occurred to you or not, but I can tell you that if there were a motion for approval, I would want to see it with some requirement that there be some provision for doing the work inside a structure somewhere on the site, if that's the way you choose to, you know, to go.
Well, I think that makes perfect sense because, as you know, obviously we've gone through summer, falls upon us, and then here comes winter. And what do you do in foul weather? You know, like you said, it's a shade tree mechanic, and when the leaves are gone and the chill's in the air, how are they going to properly repair vehicles? And I'm aware of other types of applications where we required that the work be done inside. We did that with Overbrook. There was a project there in Overbrook. There was one that probably as a crow flies, not even a quarter mile from this one, where they were required to do the repairs inside the garage, so it's not to impact on the neighbors. Now, in this case, you know, we don't have neighbors that are close by, but I am concerned from an environmental standpoint, a safety sake, on that. And otherwise, you know, we just don't put a tarp up and do it in the field next door.
I want to share a little more general concern also. As I'm sure you all know, Route 24 from Millsboro to Lewis is essentially a 35 mile an hour road now. I mean, there's so much business built up on that road, especially once you get past the poultry plant. You know, there's just I have a concern that we don't want Route 9 to become the same kind of situation. So I think we need to be careful about you know, commercial zonings and conditional uses on Route 9, and I think that if we're going to do them, that we need to do them right. And I think this is where I'm coming down on this, I'll put it that way. So,
well, all right. I really appreciate everybody's input.
There you go.
That gives me more food for thought as I consider this application, and therefore, Mr. Chairman, concerning this application, conditional use number 2026, My motion is for deferral to give the commission time for further consideration.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2026, Christian Omar Hernandez Perez and Terry L. Martin. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next